welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and India has recorded over 70,000 cases of novel coronavirus. The number stands at 70,756, with over 2,290 deaths, according to the Union Health Ministry's latest update. Of these, over 46,000 are active cases, while over 22,400 have recovered. So now the recovery rate is at 31.7%. Known COVID-19 cases in Tamil Nadu have crossed 8,000, with over 23,400 cases in Maharashtra. It is the highest number of infections if we talk about Maharashtra. It is followed by Gujarat with over 8,500 infections. Tamil Nadu with over 8,000, as I already said, it stands third, and Delhi stands fourth with over 7,200 infections. So today at 8 p.m, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation. One of the major announcements that came was the financial package in order to make India self-reliant. So, but before that, let me tell you what are the points that he basically reflected. So over 4 million people have been affected and hundreds of thousands of lives have been lost in this pandemic. And he said that this crisis is unimaginable and unprecedented. And he focused on that the way forward is a self-sustainable India. So this is what he had mentioned in his address multiple times. For instance, before the outbreak, he said that India was not producing PPE kits domestically, but now we are producing more than 1 lakh PPEs in India. Also, he mentioned that, you know, India has fought the TB and portfolio pandemics before successfully, and we have set example for the world. And this is again when, you know, this time we will successfully handle this crisis. He said that we have the resources, we will make our technologies more innovative, our supply chains more efficient. Also, as I spoke about the economic package, it's a rupees 20 lakh crore economic package that is around 10% of India's GDP in order to make India become self-reliant. So this economic package will focus on areas like land, labor, liquidity and law. And he also appealed to all the citizens to go vocal for local. He said he requests all the people to buy and endorse local products. And he also said that we have done this before with Khadi and it has worked well in the past. Also, after talking to all the states yesterday, he said that they have decided that the lockdown will be extended. So we are seeing lockdown 4.0, but he said it will be different from the previous lockdowns and more information will come before May 17th. It is when lockdown 3.0 is ending. He also said that we cannot let our lives revolve around this crisis and we have to fight it by strictly following guidelines. That means that lockdown 4.0, more relaxations would be given to the citizens, but still we'll have to follow basic guidelines like social distancing, but we will get more details on that before 17th May is what he has said. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman might also soon announce a 3 lakh crore stimulus package as per reports in order to give support and relief to the small and medium enterprises. Government has also issued data processing rules for Arogya Setu app, and violators might soon face jail also if they violate the rules. You can read the detailed report on the Money Control app. Moreover, something that is coming in while we speak is that Maharashtra has allowed online liquor sale. Also, committee has been formed in Maharashtra to give recommendations to Maharashtra jail that has over 17,000 inmates that could be released on interim bails. So this doesn't include inmates who have been accused or convicts of UAPA, PMLA or other stringent act, but you know, something that can be excused on interim bails is what the state's home ministry is looking at. Also today, Indian Railways has resumed passenger train services in a phased manner. So a restoration of the train services started with 8 trains running today. It is a graded manner and trains will run from New Delhi, Mumbai, Howrah, Ahmedabad, Patna and Bangalore. Over 45,000 bookings worth rupees 16 crore has been made for special trains is what Railways has updated. Apart from that, second phase of Vande Bharat mission will be launched between 16 and 22nd May. It will bring back Indians from 31 countries and 149 flights, including feeder flights, will be deployed. Also, remember we spoke about the pizza delivery guy who had tested positive for COVID-19 in Delhi last month. He has been discharged from the hospital after recovery. Moreover, if we talk about businesses, Tata Starbucks has said that it has resumed takeaway and home delivery services in selected stores in 8 cities. Apart from that, Maruti has resumed operations at the Manesar plant on a single shift basis. If we talk about temples, one of the richest and the biggest, Tirupati temple, is now struggling to pay its 23,000 staffers after almost losing 400 crore in revenue. Also, Air India's office in New Delhi has been shut for 2 days after a staff member was tested positive for COVID-19, as per reports. With that, now let's move on to some of the global updates. The global cases is now approaching 4.2 million. So the number of people known to have died since the pandemic began has now reached over 2,86,000. United States has over 1.3 million confirmed cases. Spain over 2,27,000 cases, followed by UK with over 2,24,000 cases, followed by Russia, Italy, France, Germany, Brazil, Turkey and Iran. South Korea's Seoul nightclub cluster has now grown to 64 infections. So we know that South Korean, this cluster has reported 27 new cases today, and there are concerns of a second wave in the country because of this specific clusters that rose because of opening of the nightclubs and pubs. So today China has reported one new case with 15 asymptomatic cases. On Monday, China had reported 17 new cases, 5 of which were from Wuhan. That was the epicenter of the outbreak. 7 of the new cases were imported. So there was, again, an increased concern over second wave in China as well. New York City death toll may be 5,000 higher than the numbers, than the official reported numbers. We know the number of deaths in New York alone has crossed the 20,000 mark because of the coronavirus pandemic, and it might be even more is what the new study is saying. The World Health Organization has said that we need to be extremely vigilant as we, you know, exit lockdowns and relax all the strict rules in place. They were imposed to basically curb the virus spread. So we need to be vigilant at this time. All mosques in Iran will reopen temporarily today, and CNBC has reported that UK study has shown that hospital workers could be working with coronavirus infection without even knowing that they have the virus. Also, there was a fire in Russian hospital that reportedly killed 5 coronavirus patients. The fire may have been caused due to, short-circuiting in the ventilation machine is what the Russian news agencies are reporting. Singapore has reported over 880 new coronavirus cases. Now the total infections in the country is over 24,600. And most of the new cases involves the migrant workers living in dormitories. As we spoke about it previously also, these dormitories are so cramped that it is, almost impossible to socially distance oneself. And those workers are, mostly men working in, other Asian countries that has accounted for almost 90% of the 90% of the infections in Singapore. Also, Dr. Anthony Fauci has said that reopening too early might cause needless suffering and death. This is what he said to the New York Times. Apart from that, Taiwan is also lobbying to attend the next World Health Assembly. It is supposed to be held on May 18th. And maybe Taiwan can discuss the successful coronavirus containment strategy that had attracted world attention. But of course, China is not totally for this. Germany has reported over 900 new cases with over 110 new deaths. Philippines will extend its stringent lockdown in some areas this weekend. So it will be beyond May 15th, as per a report by Reuters. Philippines has reported over 11,000 coronavirus cases so far with over 720 deaths. Also, anybody who is traveling to Spain will require to quarantine for 14 days as they arrive in the country after May 15th. So all visitors will need to follow this rule. If I talk about some of the SAARC nations, India has the most, number of infected cases that have been reported so far. Afghanistan has over 4,600 cases, Bangladesh with over 15,000 cases, Bhutan with over 11 cases, Maldives with over 890 cases, Nepal with over 130 cases, Pakistan with over 31,700 cases, and Sri Lanka with over 860 cases. Also, there is this interesting study that says that children who have been infected with COVID-19 may not have cough or other respiratory symptoms as the initial symptoms and might show non-respiratory disease symptoms like diarrhea and fever. With that, there are some other Money Control articles that you would like to read on the Money Control website. How countries around the world are supporting real estate sector. This is an article by Money Control's Vandana Ramnani, very important right now during the ongoing pandemic. And in survival mode, startups have now agreed to tougher terms for funds, writes M. Sriram. So do read that. Apart from that, I have to remind you about the Money Control's daily isolation planner curated specially for the lockdown, which includes some cooking tips, workouts, good reads, and watch lists that you do not want to miss. With that, let me tell you about Money Control Pro. It has been providing an ad-free experience, faster access, curated market data, and investment ideas. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro at a special offer price of just ₹1 a day. That's only ₹365 for 1 year. Also, I need to tell you that this offer is only valid till May 14th. Also, while you are at it, look for benefits worth ₹20,000 available only for pro users. So log on to the Money Control website and app to find out more. All suggestions and feedbacks are welcomed at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today.